Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Last week, I flew to Illinois, drove down to Springfield to attend Ag Day at the Illinois State Fair. Governor Bruce Rauner, State Senator Darren LaHood, State Rep Don Moffitt led a crowd of 1,000 people celebrating Illinois' number one industry, agriculture. Their ceremony, officially named the Illinois Department of Agriculture Administration Building, the John R. Block Building. Orion Samuelson emceed the program. Phil Nelson, today's State Director of Agriculture, spoke. I don't have words to express adequate appreciation. Thank you to Illinois. Thank you to Illinois agriculture. My roots are in that rich black soil. And while at the fair, I was in the hog barn and the cattle barn watching the judging. That brought back memories when I was in 4-H and FFA showing pigs. And from the fair, I drove north 100 miles to my farm. And along the route, I observed some beautiful fields of corn and soybeans. However, in some places, you could see corn turning yellow, signs of nitrogen deficiency. We're all looking at different yield projections. And most predict a big crop, which is weighing heavily on prices. Hard to believe that 2 years ago, we had $7 per bushel corn. Well, this year, on top of the big crop, we have global pressure on all commodities. The U.S. strong dollar makes our ag exports more expensive. It's an understatement, but everything that is going on creates a lot of uncertainty. The stock market has crashed. Well, where do we go from here? Well, to get things in perspective, I walked in my cornfields. Every stalk has a nice ear. Wet spots have suffered some because we had so much rain. I think our beans are better than our corn, and I'm grateful what I think will be a good crop. I expect a corn yield of 200 bushel per acre and soybeans of 65 bushel per acre, and that's about the same as last year. After harvest, I will tell you how far off I am on that guess. I feel that the ag industry still has reason to celebrate, even with lower prices. The global demand for food is still going to be strong. We have low interest rates on money borrowed. The U.S. unemployment rate is 5.2%, and that's not bad. The ag industry debt is historically low. Farmland prices are holding steady. You know, farming has always been like riding a roller coaster, so just hang on. And I am John Block from Washington.